when anyone in authority over us asks us to violate the Word of God, we must choose to obey the higher authority, the one, in fact, who gave government its authority, and that's God Himself.
From Walking in Grace, this is the Straight Truth Podcast, Christian truths in an increasingly secular world.
Thanks again for joining us for the Straight Truth Podcast. Now, in this podcast, we seek to answer any question you might have about doctrine, faith, practice, or even challenging Bible verses and the like. I'm your host, Josh Philpott, and as always, I'm joined by Pastor Richard Caldwell of Founders Baptist Church. Now, if you have a question you'd like Pastor Richard to answer, then just leave a comment for us below this video, find us on Twitter or Instagram, or even send an email from our website, straighttruth.net. And there at that website, you can find links to all of our previous episodes, as well as merchandise and contact information. With that, let's get to the question for this episode. For our question for this episode, we need to set the context a little bit. We are recording this in September of 2020, so the whole COVID pandemic is still happening. The laws about masks and social distancing still taking place in our culture. So if anybody watches this several months later, they'll at least get the context. In some states, there have been more strict requirements for churches about meeting than there are in, say, Texas, where we are. We've been able to meet for several weeks now together in a socially distanced fashion, but at least we're still able to meet. In some states, such as California, there's not even the possibility of meeting, at least indoors, even social distancing. And so there's been a church in California, one we're very familiar with, John MacArthur's pastor, Grace Community Church, that has sort of this ongoing lawsuit with L.A. County, Los Angeles County, about whether or not they can meet, and they have continued to meet as a result. Maybe you can talk about that a little bit later. The question is about that context. So the question is, does John MacArthur's church, Grace Community Church, filing lawsuit against authorities in order that they can meet, does that conflict with 1 Corinthians 6, 1 through 8, or does it not apply because it is not a grievance against another believer? So 1 Corinthians 1, when any of you has a grievance against another, does he dare go to the law before the unrighteous instead of the saints?
Right.
What would you say?
Yeah, what 1 Corinthians 6 is dealing with is the fact that disagreements among believers are to be dealt with in the context of the church. You don't take your grievances into the court system with a fellow believer. You work that out. You have the capacity to do that in Christ, and it's dishonoring to Christ and the gospel for two believers to be fighting it out in court. That's what 1 Corinthians 6 deals with. There's church discipline that can apply there if you need help. If you can't work out your disagreement, you go to the church, and that's how believers work things out. What MacArthur and Grace Church are doing is something entirely different than that. They're simply doing what they must do in order to be able to meet together in California. And I just want to say, you know, from my vantage point, Josh, MacArthur and Grace Church are exemplary when it comes to how the church is to relate to the state. They've had a great reputation for years and years and years in Los Angeles and in LA County. As John has said, they've received numerous awards from government officials. They've had people from the government in their church before at various times where they were celebrated and appreciated. So they've been exemplary. This is indeed a unique circumstance. And when this whole pandemic began, Grace Church, just like our church and churches all over the land, voluntarily decided not to meet together in order to protect people. We were being told that millions were going to die, and so it was very reasonable that we would try to minister virtually via live stream and those sorts of things, and try to protect our people. When it became apparent that millions are not dying, and when it became apparent that this is going to extend perhaps even into next year, who knows how long it's going to go, we've got to obey our Savior regarding how we're to meet together. Now, we can do that in a way that's most reasonable and in a way that protects our people to the greatest degree possible. But what we cannot do is indefinitely set aside the clear teaching of the New Testament regarding how the church is to function. And so that's what John and what Grace Community Church are doing. They are simply obeying the Bible. Mm-hmm. And they're making clear that Christ is the Lord of the church, not Caesar, not the government. And we must obey Christ. And so that's what they're striving to do. Now, the attitude, Josh, that we're taught about these sorts of things is found, for example, in Romans 13, where it says in the first verse, every person is to be in subjection to the governing authorities. I mean, that is the posture of the believer and of the church. We are subject to governing authority. For there's no authority except from God, and those which exist are established by God. Therefore, whoever resists authority has opposed the ordinance of God, and they who have opposed will receive condemnation upon themselves. I mean, you violate the law and you meet with the repercussions. We understand that. Goes on to say, for rulers are not a cause of fear for good behavior, but for evil. Do you want to have no fear of authority? Do what is good, and you will have praise from the same. For it is a minister of God to you for good. But if you do what is evil, be afraid, for it does not bear the sword for nothing. For it is a minister of God, an avenger, who brings wrath on the one who practices evil. God's design for government is that it affirms the good and it punishes the evil. When government is functioning as God ordained, it rewards good behavior, it punishes evil behavior. So as long as that's what the government represents, the church takes the posture of complete submission. We are the best of citizens. We are the most cooperative. We are the most submissive of citizens. This is what the Bible teaches us to be. But when anyone in authority over us asks us to violate the Word of God, when in fact what they would applaud and affirm is evil, what they would punish is good, we must choose to obey the higher authority, the one in fact who gave government its authority, and that's God Himself. So when government asks us to obey it, but that requires not obeying God, we submit to God, we obey God. And that's what Grace Community Church is doing right now. They are choosing to obey God in the matter of worship and to disobey government, because what government is asking them to do would mean disobedience to God.
Thanks again for joining us for this episode of the Straight Truth Podcast. Now, we'd love for you to pass this episode around to friends and family, so please like and subscribe to this podcast. You can find it in the podcast app of your choice, but also you can find links to all of our social media channels by going to our website, straighttruth.net. You'll find links to Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, and the like. Also at the website, you can find links to all of Pastor Richard's books and merchandise and contact information. Now, Straight Truth is listener-supported. So if you'd like to find out ways to help us to continue to produce this podcast, again, you'll find that at the website, straighttruth.net. Now, Straight Truth is a production of Walking in Grace Ministries, the preaching and teaching ministry of Pastor Richard Caldwell. For more information, go to walkingingrace.org.